In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Tommy Valco, Cotton Technology Transfer and Education Coordinator for USDA ARS. This is Cut 1. Start your machines on 1, 3, 2, 1.
Our gins are basically getting faster, more competitive. They're producing more cotton. We, of course, are concerned about the acreage drop that we're seeing and the reduction in the amount of cotton produced. But the trends are showing also that our production per acres is increasing. And so it kind of balances out. This year we're looking at 19 million bales. In the past we've had over 20 million bales, but we hope to be in that 18 to 19 million bale period.
This is Cut 2, start your machines on 1, 3, 2, 1.
One of them, of course, is the adoption of new technology. Utilizing the things that we developed at our USDA research labs, at our land grant unit universities, make sure they're incorporating these technologies in their gin. And most of them are labor-reducing technologies. Most of them are improved efficiencies and improved quality out of the gin. Education. Education of gin managers, education of gin workers. Safety training is critical. We can't afford to have injuries on the job. This takes downtimes, it reduces productivity of the gin, plus it costs a lot of money. Lastly, we talked about best management practices. How do you do it best? We know this in cotton production, the best methods to produce cotton. We also have recommendations for our ginners, moisture control, machinery operation settings, equipment trading. All these types of things come into the improving productivity and output and in economic viability of the gin.
This is Cut 3. Start your machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
One of the websites that I have is what we call GenTech. We take the research publications that we have, make those available on this website. We also bring that down into user-based information, something they can quickly grab, read, and implement into their ginning operation.